back. Our Talk Around Tuesday continues. February 7th edition of the morning show. Thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. Well, we get to do this every Tuesday, and we always look forward to it. Talking with our friends at Red River Communications, marketing specialist Carrie Kleingartner on the phone with me this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, you are all wound up because you have events. You got all sorts of things going on at Red River Communications.
That's right.
What's coming up here? Tell me about it.
Don't let the cold weather get us down.
Absolutely not. Don't let that groundhog get you down. What's happening?
Well, we're really excited to be finally launching the effort to bring some fiber to those folks in rural Wilkin County and to celebrate and to give everybody an opportunity to see us and visit us person, get a chance to pre-sign up and take care of that paperwork right away. We're having a chili feed tomorrow at the St. Mary's School over in Breckenridge from 4 to 7:30, and we'd like to extend an invitation to all of those who are interested in learning more about the projects. Included in that is we're actually trying to expand the area that we're bringing fiber to. We've already secured the one grant for central rural Wilkin County, but we're also attempting to get a grant for the area just north of 210 and the area surrounding rural Campbell. So our efforts should cover a good majority of Wilkin County. There's another telecooperative that's just to the south of us that has the very corner. But with these efforts, if we can get the second grant, the residents of rural Wilkin will have the same amazing fiber internet as all of their neighbors.
Now, people have been clamoring for this for quite a while, and at Red River Communications, you definitely, I think, saw the need for this a while back and pursued it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have been really working towards this goal for, 10, 15 years.
Right.
We actually have what's called wireless internet in a good portion of that county right now, and with us bringing this fiber in, we'll be able to change the customers over to that. The service that we have right now, the wireless service, is still a good service, but fiber by far outperforms. It is the most reliable, most robust, the fastest internet that a home can actually get in the entire nation, and the residents in rural Wilkin are going to be able to take advantage of that. So I want to invite them over tomorrow. It's 4 to 7:30 at the St. Mary's School, and what we're doing is we're going to have all of our team. There's going to be 17 of us there, so you're going to be able to talk to everybody from the CEO all the way down to myself and our customer service reps. You'll be able to talk to the people who are actually going to be doing the construction. So if you have questions about, you know, what is this going to do to my yard? What are the qualifications? Those kind of things. All of those questions, please bring them. We are excited to really celebrate this great accomplishment that's going to be coming this next summer build season.
And it's the warm chili feed. I love that description. Again, what are the hours for that tomorrow, Carrie?
Yeah, it's 4 to 7:30, and it's at the St. Mary's School in Breckenridge. And just as an added bonus, anybody who signs up for this build project, we're going to be giving that 3 months free promotion. So make sure to come on over so you can take advantage of that. Plus, of course, in true Red River fashion, we'll have lots of door prizes. So come on over. We're excited to meet with you, and this is going to be a really great year.
All right. Well, thanks for the invite to that. I think you're going to have a great turnout for this, Carrie. Listen, always a pleasure to talk with you. You have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Tuesday, and we'll do a follow-up, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. Take care.
You bet. Carrie Kleingartner, Red River Communications, Communication Specialist. It is 9:24 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.